Christ said something startling as he was preaching the gospel. He gave parables, different stories that were to make a point. And after one of the parables that he told about an unjust judge, he said something really amazing. It's over in Luke chapter 18, and in verse 8, he said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?"
And startling statement.
It is an amazing thing. We're supposed to be faithful. Christians are faithful, aren't they?
Well, I think part of the problem is people don't understand what the word faith actually means. We think faith means belief. Well, the Apostle James writes one of the most startling statements in the entire New Testament. It's very sarcastic. He says, "You believe that there's one God?" He says, "You do well. Even the demons believe there's one God, and they tremble." And of course, the point he's making is you can believe in God and be no better off than Satan and the demons. They know there's a God. They've talked to God. They've seen God. We have to realize that really faith is a whole lot more than belief. It's trust.
It is trust. In fact, if you go over to Hebrews chapter 11, it lists a whole array of biblical characters, people who lived in the Bible and they lived by faith. And that chapter begins by saying, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." But it really is pointing more directly to an absolute confidence. Not just, "Oh, I believe it," but that my belief changes who I am and it changes my behavior, and it really is a representation of my absolute confidence in God.
It's a complete giving of your life to God, that you trust He is going to fulfill His purpose in your life and He's going to take care of you.
There's so much to talk about on the subject of faith. We'll be addressing it in a number of BT Dailies, but that'll be it for today. We'll see you next time.